My friends in Christ, grace and mercy and peace be to you from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Again, St. John writes, "This Jesus, this is He who came by water and the blood, Jesus Christ, not by water only, but by the water and the blood, and the Spirit is the one who testifies, because the Spirit is truth. For there are three that testify, the Spirit and the water and the blood, and these three agree. And this is the testimony, that God has given us eternal life, and this life is in His Son. Whoever has the Son has life. Whoever does not have the Son does not have life." This is God's Word. Please be seated. So a few weeks back, we celebrated National Lutheran Schools Week here at St. John with about 870 other Lutheran elementary schools, 1,376 early childhood centers, 88 Lutheran high schools, and 274,000 students. And I don't know, we're having some guests with us this weekend from other Lutheran churches. I don't know how National Lutheran Schools Week might have gone for those congregations and schools, but I know for us here at St. John, it didn't go exactly as we expected. I think we missed 2 days anyway, maybe 3 days out of that week of school because, you know, winter being what it is this week, which I guess for the students is probably makes it the best National Lutheran Schools Week we've ever had. You know, but we'll see how much they like it when they get their blizzard bags and they're in June. They're still going to school in June. But we know we did get our radio spots in. Maybe you heard some of those radio spots, one of the ways that we witness to our community around us. And then a couple of weeks ago, a few of our classes here from St. John went to the Lutheran Home to do a presentation there on National Lutheran Schools Week, and they sang the theme song, Sharing the Caring Christ. The kids are going to sing it in the second service. And they, you know, they gave hugs and handshakes, and I believe they made some cards for some of the residents, and they just took some time to be with the residents there at the Lutheran Home, and they witnessed the love of God. Witness always. It's why we have a school here at our church. It's why these schools around the Ohio District exist, that we might raise up faithful disciples who witness always, whose lives bear testimony to the love of God that is in Christ Jesus our Lord. And I commend those classes that went to the Lutheran Home. And other schools around in Ohio are doing other things as well. One of our visiting teams this year is St. John South Euclid, and I went to their website and I noticed that some of their students are going out and helping in a men's homeless shelter. And I commend all of those students for doing those things, whether nursing homes or homeless shelters, because those kinds of places are not the easiest places to go. I commend those efforts because, well, you know how nursing homes are. And homeless shelters, they smell funny. You know, people are kind of scruffy looking and so old, and they behave differently and maybe are slouched over in their wheelchairs and have these vacant stares in their eyes. These aren't the kind of people that, especially the young people, usually like to hang out with. Those are hard places to go. Because these are places that well, they bring home the stark reminder that, you know, one day, that could be me. Nursing homes especially, you go down the hallways and those folks are sitting in their wheelchairs lining the hallways or maybe in the little lobby areas and they're sleeping and slouched over in their chairs and you start to think, you know, every one of those people used to be where we are now. There was a time in their lives when they were young and strong and busy and industrious and a time when, you know, they could have played in this basketball tournament we have, maybe even stuffed some of the jump shots of some of these kids. Can you imagine Grandma doing that? But now you look at her, and she's frail, and she's weak, and helpless, and unable to feed herself, or to get dressed for herself, and get out of bed maybe even herself. It's hard to go to these places because of the realization that could be me one day. And yet the joy in going to such places, such difficult places, is that the people who are there are so thankful that you have come in the name of Jesus Christ to bear witness to His love by extending your love to people. I don't know, I don't exactly like to go to places like that, nursing homes, you know. And yet I have to say that some of the very best moments of ministry take place in those difficult settings where people so much appreciate you coming. I love going there because I get to sit with somebody and I invoke the name of God. In the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, I say, and they are reminded of the water of their baptism when they were baptized into that name of the triune God. And then I read to them from the Word of God, and the God's Spirit testifies with their spirit that they belong to God. And then I give them the sacrament, the holy blood of Jesus Christ, poured out for the forgiveness of sins. These three testify, the Spirit and the water and the blood, and the testimony of all three of them agree that God has given us eternal life, and that this life is in His Son for all who believe, and that nothing, nothing will ever separate us from the love of God that is in Christ our Lord. And the gratitude that these people exhibit when you bring them this threefold testimony is something that, you know, we really ought to think about more. Because you see, for us, you know, we're still vital, we're still moving around, we're busy, we have our schedules. For us, we tend to think about God as something that we ought to try to fit into our lives. And perhaps even this morning, you debated whether you ought to be in worship this morning. Are we going to fit God into our lives today? And some of that maybe is our fault as preachers. You know, maybe we say things like, you know, we ought to take time to put God in our lives. But is that just pride that's talking? Maybe what we really need to confess and to hear, and what really hits home in places like nursing homes and homeless shelters where people feel neglected and forgotten, what they and we need to hear is not that we need to fit God into our lives. What we need to hear is that God has fit us into His life. And the Word became flesh. That's what we need to hear, no matter where we are in life. The Spirit of God, the water of our baptism, and the blood of Jesus' sacrifice all testify to us frail creatures who are this close to being in a nursing home, this close to being homeless and helpless, maybe this close even to taking our last breath. We need to hear that God has fit us into His life. And there is proof of that. Tangible evidence, and that evidence comes to you in the form of the flesh of the incarnate Word of God, who fit us into His story, who was anointed by the Holy Spirit to be our Redeemer, into whose side that spear was thrust, causing that sin-cleansing tide of water and blood to flow forth from Christ's side for us and upon us. This is He who came by the Spirit and by the water and by the blood, and the testimony of these three agree that God has given us eternal life, and that this life is in His Son, and whoever believes has that life. But there's a flip side to the testimony of those three witnesses, because those witnesses also testify that whoever does not have the Son does not have life. And there's a lot of those people out there. And that's where all of us come in. Witness always. Let your life be the fourth witness that there is life in the Son, the Spirit, and the water, and the blood. And you, witnesses to life that is in Jesus Christ, and not just when your schedule permits it, When you schedule that trip to the nursing home, or when it comes up on a school calendar and we send our kids off to a mission trip or something. Witnessing is more than what we put on a calendar. It's what we do every day. Witness always. We're going to sing the song, Earth and All Stars. And it talks about the ways that God is present and at work in our lives, day to day, moment to moment, in our various vocations, working through us. And maybe for you that's driving nails or driving a bus, or maybe it's changing oil or changing dressings or entering data or preparing food, or maybe it's taking care of the grandkids because the parents are at work, or administering a test as a teacher or taking a test as a student or coaching a basketball team or playing basketball, whatever it is. God has blessed you in that place so that right there, right then, your witness to who you are and to whose you are in Christ can be lived out in love every moment. Witness always. I like the way Jesse Yao said it at a regional conference for the Lutheran Hour Ministries. He said, "My whole life is a witness. Not just the part of my life where I schedule a trip to the nursing home, or I go down to help at the homeless shelter, or maybe I ride in a parade that the church or the school has entered they've entered in the parade." You know, these things are all wonderful, and they're a very important part of what we do as Lutheran schools and congregations to raise disciples for Jesus Christ. But witnessing is so much more than what we put on a calendar. It's, well, my whole life is a witness. My whole life is a witness. Take a look at this. I found this on Pinterest. You can tell she's a good dancer by the way she drinks her soda pop. I have no idea what that means. I did discover, a little bit of research, I discovered that it's a line from a 2009 movie, a romantic comedy called The Proposal. As to what it means, I have no idea. How does a dancer drink her soda pop any differently than anybody else? But you know, then I thought, well, maybe there's a lesson here for us as Christians. And as those who are trying to raise our children in the faith. If you can tell that she's a good dancer by the way she drinks her soda pop, I wonder, can people tell that Christ's life is in me by the way I eat and drink? Can they tell that Christ is in me by the way I prioritize my time, by the way I spend my money? Can you tell that Christ is in me by the way I treat my loved ones? By the way I treat my enemies? Can they tell that Christ is in me, His life is in me, by the way I do my job? By the way I talk to you or talk about you? Can they tell that Christ is in me by the way I raise my children? Or how I treat my parents? Can they tell that the life of Christ is in me by the way I play, or by the way I coach, by the way I win, or by the way I lose? Paul says, so whether you eat or drink or whatever you do, do it all to the glory of God. My whole life is a witness. And now these four testify, the Spirit and the water and the blood and you, and these agree that God has given us eternal life through His Son. Witness always. In the blessed name of Jesus Christ. Amen. May the peace of God that is beyond all understanding guard and keep your hearts and your minds in Christ unto life everlasting. Amen.